Just getting this one started with you. Happy Thursday, Hank fans and family, to all who celebrate
it's
one.
Why we love today.
17th day of the fourth month of 2025. 107 and 258 left on the calendar. Good Friday is Friday tomorrow. Sunday is Easter. Elsewhere, we have 18 days until Cinco de Mayo, 24 until Mom's Day.
Aww.
Today is National High Five Day.
Number five.
I'm less of a fan of the high five now that I'm around children all the time. Like, I don't know what you guys have been into.
Yeah, if you're not careful, you'll miss and bonk one in the head.
Yeah.
But, you know, good for them.
Or they'll bonk me.
National Cheese Ball Day. Talk about being good for you.
Yeah. So is this the kind you eat with the crackers, or is this the one like where it comes in the monster container?
Oh no,
for
those like $5. Cheese puffs.
Oh, okay, puffs, got it. Thanks for differentiating.
This is
the
cheese ball and
ballin'.
They don't float, by the way. We've tackled that. National Crawfish Day. By design, I think they do float.
Mm-hmm. Bat raise tonight.
Bat Appreciation Day. I don't think we should anymore. I mean, I hate it. The bat got a bad rap, but we didn't start the fire. It did.
Is it like the rat that glides, or is it like the baseball bat type of bat?
No, it's the Rona.
Ugh.
Yeah. Ford Mustang Day. Talk
Ooh.
About boo race. There you go. Kickball a day. Talk about bonking kids in the head. When I was a boy.
Do they still play that?
We had firing squads at PE, and we called it kickball. Ah, things are better. Hug a cactus day.
Do you want to hug, KB?
You know, we do a lot of public service announcements inadvertently on the show, and one of those could be today. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't hug a cactus. I don't know. Unless you're a trained professional. I guess that exists. On this date in history, things happen. 1790, Benjamin Franklin died.
Dang it.
I know. Sorry. Breaking news. On this date in 1964, it's Mustang Day because Ford placed the Mustang on sale. First ever Mustang. Retail price, $2,368.
Thank you, Lee Iacocca.
On this date in 1969... There's a couple of court-related incidents on this. 69, it was Sirhan, who was convicted of assassinating RFK Sr. And then it was on this date in 96, Lyle and Eric Menendez get life in prison.
And now they're hanging out with Rosie O'Donnell.
Which is a fate worse than life in prison, perhaps. On this date in 1970, the Apollo 13 astronauts landed safely.
Look at you go.
Yeah. They actually went into space and, like, you know, did stuff.
But did they have cleavage on show? No. No, they didn't.
We don't know that. We don't know that. They were up there for a while. There's a lot the movie didn't cover. Houston, there may have been more than one problem.
Hey, girls.
On this is speculation on the show. We apologize. 1973, Federal Express, speaking of Tom Hanks, delivered its first ever package.
Go you.
1973, on that same date. George Lucas begins writing some little wacky thing called Star Wars.
Isn't there some controversy about Star Wars? They're putting, like, the original film out, and he doesn't like it?
Well, that probably means he's not making money off of it.
One would imagine.
Surely he is.
It's hard to imagine George Lucas not making money in any way, shape, or form.
All you have to do is have one hit, kids. One hit. 2011, speaking of sci-fi-ish, Game of Thrones premiered on HBO.
There's dragons.
2011? It was 14 years ago?
Yeah.
Hold the door. Happy Thursday birthday cakes to actress Rooney Mara. I just like her name. She's 40. Victoria Beckham. Posh. Spice is 51. Jennifer Garner, 53. You may know her
Poor
from
Jennifer.
The Capital One commercials or...
She's only mentioned in the tabloids because of the other Jennifer and Ben's
See?
Drama.
All you need is one hit, and all you need is one bad decision.
Bad ex-husband.
His name was Affleck.
Naughty.
Affleck. Boomer Esiason, 64. Sean Bean, speaking of Game of Thrones, 66. He was in it briefly. And then the guy that created the Miami Vice theme. I don't know why he's included in this, but why not? It's kind of light today. That's actually Foley.
Oh, okay. What was the Miami Vice one? That's right. What was that, KB?
I have it somewhere.
Do it one more time.
I got in front of the chicken jockey.
I'd rather play that.
That's
coming up
too.
Next, we will play the game of hydration and buoyancy. It's a Will It Float Thursday. What goes into the tank? We find out next.
Waking up with KB and